Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I've seen many people try to outrun a bad diet. You can't do it. And in fact, I certainly did not try to do that. In fact, I didn't even try to run until, well, I lost a bunch of weight. So here's, well, part 7 of my conversation with Brian Linder of the 100 Words podcast, where we get into, well, that exact topic.
Let's talk about a great myth about exercise and how I know that in my Ironman journey, and I'm nowhere near as far along as you are, but in our journey, we constantly refer to a simple operating principle that you can't outrun a bad diet. So you've clearly mastered to a great extent your caloric intake and other dietary and nutritional factors. Tell us about the impact that your running has had. Tell us how it changed the journey for you. And what are your opinions about eating healthy and eating less with more and more exercise, which I think is one of the biggest myths in a journey to health like the one you've been successful with?
Yeah. So I think it's important to realize that, or important to mention that. So for run, so I didn't start doing any exercise for 2 years into this process. I lost 100 pounds just on diet alone. Right. And, okay. You know, and I think it, and there was a certain point where I'm like, okay, I feel like I have the energy to do this now. Right. It wasn't, you know, I'm not exercising to lose weight. I'm exercising because I'm healthy. Right. And again, mindset shift, right. It's, I'm doing it because I feel good enough that, and so, yeah, it does factor into your caloric intake, right? Because yeah, if you're exercising, then you're going to be, then yes, you're naturally burning some more calories, but, and that's also, by the way, a barometer. It's like, how am I doing with, you know, how do I feel after I run, right? If I feel like I'm exhausted, then I probably have, when I worked too hard, I need to make sure I take some time off. But it does factor into your caloric intake, but again, it's not to lose weight. It's a poor way to lose weight, but it's the fountain of youth, right? I know how I'm feeling, and I'm not, you know, my goal with exercise was never to run a marathon. Although, I mean, a few times I have run, you know, at like a half marathon distance, right? And I've done that maybe like 4 times. And I don't necessarily set out to do it. It's a, you know, there it's about my heart. It's about my, you know, getting my heart rate up into that zone 2 category and trying to keep it there without, you know, getting without. You know, and you're going to drift sometimes, and around here there's a lot of hills and stuff. So sometimes, yeah, it's going to get a little higher as I'm going up the hill, but then it comes back down. So, it's one of the barometers I use of how am I feeling today, right? It is, you know, so when we're done, I'm going to go for a run, and it's going to, and you know, we'll see how I've, and sometimes I run a little faster than others, and sometimes I don't, and you know, I could probably do the distances, but I think it's, I also, the timing of it is, I started out slow when I started out running, and I think with any exercise, you're going to start out being a complete noob and not being able to go fast. I mean, the first time I remember running about 2 years ago was, I was trying to keep my heart rate in that zone 2, and it didn't take long before my heart rate got like well above zone 2. And I'm like, okay, I need to walk and slow down. So you do a lot of running and walking in at the early stages. And then, you know, then you get to an Apple Watch. Or then I decided, okay, well, because I'm going to take this seriously, I need some, so I got an Apple Watch, but I eventually started getting to a point where I could actually run, and for the most part, keep my heart rate in zone 2. And I know when I go up certain hills that's not going to be the case, and that's fine. But I can kind of coast back into that rate and keep going, and I've gotten better at it, and my times have improved. You know, I went from, you know, doing more than 15 minute miles to now I'm, you know, pretty regularly do about 12. Right. And that's taken a couple of years, and it's
pretty amazing
over time that's gotten better. And sometimes
can you imagine your 10 years ago version of yourself can saying a sentence that you just said? Can you imagine that version of yourself?
No, I can't imagine any version of myself prior to the last 2 years saying that I can't imagine at any point in my life prior to me actually doing it. So I set a goal last year to run 2020 miles now. And here's kind of how I did
2020 and 2020,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Here's how I kind of did that. So 2019, and so, cause I got the Apple Watch probably about right at the, you know, so like around the end of June in 2019. And so that's when I had finally had good metrics on how much I was running and that kind of thing. And so my, and I got to, so I got to the, so I, for that 6 months, I said, okay, I ran 919 miles, which is, or something, you know, something along those lines. I said, so I kind of looked at it and I said, okay, well, my, you know, my per mile, you know, is trending upward a bit. So, okay. So I can do 20 miles, no problem, right? I think that shouldn't be a big, even with the, you know, assuming that travel stays with everything, I figured I'd probably get to it. Well, yeah, I did 2,760 miles in 2020 because, I sort of leaned into the running, probably to the point where I actually injured myself a couple times. And by the way, I did two things last year.
Welcome to the world of endurance sports. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I did two things, right? So at some point, about a year ago, I switched from running in regular running shoes into sandals, which is a whole different thing, right? And so
that's bizarre. Sorry for an Ironman candidate and a triathlete. That's a bit bizarre, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, but there's a certain, and I think this actually, this speaks to my larger journey of trying to get back to sort of basics, right? And because what I realized with running shoes is that, first of all, I was having to replace them all the time. And that's an expensive part of the running habit, right? It's because the shoes only last for so long, right? So I started doing some research but I also looked into this idea of a zero rise shoe, and the idea being that, you know, let's try and get our posture and everything in our feet back to the way that we should be, right? And so and I saw in one of the other groups that I was in somebody was running with sandals. I said, you know, I joke that my parents are drunk stoned hippies. And so I was, as a child of hippies. And so for me, kind of going back to sandals, I'm like, okay, that appeals to my, you know, to my inner hippie, right? It's like, okay, so I went into that. But what you got to realize is that, first of all, like running shoes can mask your faults to a fault, in fact. And so if you're going to switch shoes like that, you need to really ease into it. And that was one of the lessons I learned, because my feet land a whole lot differently now than they did in the beginning. Yeah, because okay. I got huge blisters initially on my feet. Right. And then I got, and so that was, you know, so that changed immediately how my feet were landing. And so now I think I'm a bit more efficient in how my feet are landing on the ground and everything. Cause I'm working with the way my natural physiology should work. But I also, I did a bit of overtraining too. Right. So I got to a point where I had to stop running for about a week because I had injured, it was an injury in my leg or something. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but I was like, okay, that's a, I'm going to hurt myself if I continue. So I actually took a break and during those days I walked. Right. And so I made sure to get out and walk because, like with one of your previous guests, no 0 days, right. You gotta do something every day to keep moving. And that was my one, you know, my one time during the last 2 years where I couldn't run. Right. And I had to ice my knees or legs or whatever. But what I found as a result of doing all of this is, I've actually improved, you know, the strength in my legs is much better now because now I'm actually walking the way that I'm supposed to, or, you know, I walk around my house barefoot most of the time, and I've switched to these, you know, zero rise shoes, and they're, you know, and I do, yeah, and I run in sandals. Yeah. And by the way, it's actually makes it a little bit easier in the wet weather that we have around here, is because those things dry out real quick. And even when it's cold, it's like, cause I was running, cause you know, up here it gets, you know, the temperatures do get around freezing, or, you know, maybe a little bit below sometimes, but I was still outside in my sandals when it was 30 degrees outside. People would look at me like I'm crazy, right? But
you didn't even care.
After a while because at a certain point, you know, that's a whole nother thing. I actually did something else I discovered this year was this guy Wim Hof who in his breathing and techniques, and that's a whole opened up a whole nother world. It's like, wow. And once you learn how to breathe, it's kind of this amazing, that's a whole nother amazing experience. Right. But it's also cold exposure. It's like, okay, the cold is actually exercise for your vascular system. It's like you shock yourself into this, you know, it's amazing what the body can tolerate if you actually allow it to tolerate it. So I take cold showers now too, right? And that's a Yeah. So as I say, it's
you've embraced so many areas. It's just unbelievable how many areas you've embraced.
I think with all this stuff, right? It's so there's going to, I think with any of these areas, it's not just one thing that's going to get you there. It's going to be many things, and you have to, but don't try to do it all at once. Cause I think that's the other thing that people, so you back to the question of what should people do, pick one thing to focus on, start there.
Okay.
Now I would probably start on diet because I think you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck there. And then as you plateau or as you get to a point where you feel like you can improve, you feel motivated to improve, pick one of the other areas. But it's all about stacking these different behaviors and everything, and to get to a point where you're able to actually you're going to be optimal. It's again you have to take the long view on this and track your wins too, right? I think it's important to that sometimes like last night I actually ended up cooking hamburgers twice last night because for various reasons didn't eat any of the hamburgers because which normally I would have, so I consider that a win, right? Because I didn't need to eat. That wasn't the point. I was cooking the hamburgers for the family, and then I cooked my hamburgers that I eat during the week. But I did that at different times, and so both of those times I'm like, yeah, okay, I could have eaten something, and I probably would have in the past, but I'm like, no, I don't need to, so I'm not going to. That's a win, right? And I think you have to, I think that's the other thing too, celebrate your wins. And sometimes they're small, right? And sometimes it's, I made a and you're going to be faced with decisions every day, all the time. Like I make the decision, am I going to go out and run? There's always this debate with myself. It's like, how much am I going to run today? How much am I going to do these things today? And there's always that motivation to say no. It's like, yeah, you can take a break. It's fine. Right. And you have, so you're always, there's always this internal struggle with those wins count, right? Because there's your body, I don't know. Yeah. Your mind is, you got the good guy and the bad guy and you're on your shoulder, right? Like the old cartoons, and you figure out, okay, there's that debate going on all the time. Right. And so that's a win, right? When you make the right choice, and sometimes the right choice might be different, right? And that's, in different circumstances. And so you have to have some wisdom to do that. But yeah, that's a win, right? When you make that decision, okay, I'm going to go out and run now. And also knowing when to quit, like, okay, this is, I know about how much I can handle, and you do. And yeah, you can't work out with impunity. You can't do anything with impunity, right? I think everything at a certain point, everything sort of gives out, but, and yeah, it's amazing what we're, what you're capable of if you give yourself a chance to do it.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.